Hello and welcome to Pain and Fromage, an occasional podcast about an ordinary middle-aged bloke and his cycling adventures. The episode you're listening to is part of a series featuring not one, but two middle-aged blokes, as Rich and Graham make the long journey from Paris to Nice on their vintage road bikes. Begin with the sound of Graham finishing his yogurt. Good morning, welcome to the latest episode of Pain and Fromage. Is it day four? It's day four, isn't it?
It is day four.
Day four, waking up in this lovely little campsite in Bourbon-Lancy. And we are heading for Masson and beyond.
Indeed.
Yeah. 120 kilometres. We haven't had breakfast yet, so we're going to shoot up into the village, hopefully find a little patisserie, have a bit of breakfast, and then hit the road. Two little climbs we're hoping to do today. One is a memorial to the Resistance, and then the other one is at a place called Butte de Swin. And I think it's in between, there's the town of Charolles, where there's goat's cheese and the grappa you were talking about last night.
Indeed,
and
yep.
A particular type of white cow that we've been passing by. So lots of terroir stuff here at the moment. We're in Bourgogne. Looking forward to the day ahead. Now, we're going to finish it in Masson provisionally, but we're going to kind of stop there and see if we want to push on to the next site, aren't we? Just a quick spanner in the works, Gray. I don't know if you've seen the forecast. Thunderstorm was forecast for this afternoon.
Oh, goody.
So we will push on for Masson as best we can, and we'll take maybe a literal rain check from there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then.
So with that in mind, I think we should crack on and get some breakfast.
Let's push on, yeah.
Awesome. About an hour in now, and it's going pretty well. The countryside here is quite lovely. So up to now, further north, the Loire has been quite open, flat spaces. Not a huge amount of I can stop here just for a moment because my gears are making an odd noise. Not a huge amount of a variety in the landscape further north. There's lots of agriculture and big fields, and we've been cycling along rivers and canals. Today we are a bit more hilly so far, which is nice, and a real mixture of agricultural land and hillsides and woodland, just in a beautiful little patch of woodland at the moment going through. So I've been quite enjoying this morning. It's been a little bit more challenging. There have been a few more small climbs, but nothing extraordinary. And yeah, we seem to be making good progress as we head back down towards the Loire to pick up the main route. You got to take a moment sometimes just to enjoy these bits. On y va. Well, we are almost 45 kilometres in. It's 11 o'clock in the morning. I don't know where we've just gone past you, Graham. We've just gone underneath the motorway. Well, on our way to Masson anyway. It's starting to rain. We just stopped to waterproof up. So it might be that the next update is us being a bit grumpy about crappy weather. So in the meantime, I'm going to be cheerful about the wildlife that we've seen this morning, because it's been quite cool. We haven't always seen loads of wildlife because we've been on like river tracks and that kind of stuff and big agricultural areas. And what you really need for wildlife is lots of food, lots of woodlands and like lots of different, and you know, ecosystems around. Herons, we've seen loads of herons, but not a lot else. So today was really cool because as we were leaving Bourbon-Lancy, I was cycling just a little bit ahead of Graham, and a deer ran across the road in front of me and sat and hid in the field, which was awesome, and I could see its little antlers poking up looking back at me. So I pointed and waved to Graham that there was a deer in the field, and then it started to run back across the road. So it actually ran across the road in between me and Graham, which was really, really cool. And then Graham was looking at the field where the deer was before, but anyway. And then we're riding along on what looked like a hare ran in front of us. I think it was too small to be a hare, but it could have been a leveret, perhaps. Black tails on the tips of the ears. Somebody listening is going to be laughing at me for saying it's a hare, but we cycled along behind it on the road for about 100 metres before it decided to actually turn off into the bushes and be safe there. So that was also quite cool. And then through the valley, there were birds of prey seemingly everywhere, which was really cool. There were definitely some buzzards, but also some birds I didn't recognise. I'm not that familiar with French wildlife, but they were certainly not buzzards. They had white collars and perhaps a little bit larger than you'd expect a buzzard to be. So, I don't know, maybe a golden eagle, who knows. But yeah, that bit has been really, really cool. So I've enjoyed these wooded sections and the little ups and downs. We've just hit a section of main road. We're back on a canal track now, so hopefully we can carry on making some good progress. We've just stopped off in Cheryl, and Graham has just gone off to try and find the local cheese. Unfortunately, we seem to have arrived in town on the day that the local cheese shop is closed, and this place is quite famous for its cheese, so I'm hoping that we're going to be able to get hold of some. But in the meantime, talking about nature, I completely forgot to mention the chaffinches, which are really, really cool. We could hear this bird singing, and it sounded just like a willow warbler, which kind of goes like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And it's like a very watery kind of sound. I always think of it as like a little whirlpool in a mountain stream. It's a really interesting sound. Starts high and sort of descends and trickles away, if you like. So I was listening to these birds that I thought were willow warblers as we were cycling along, but they ended with a distinctive ch-ch at the end, like a chiff-chaff does. And I thought, crikey, there's willow warble. Is it a willow warbler or is it a chiff-chaff? I'm pretty sure that they're chiff-chaffs, but it was interesting to hear their sort of regional accent, quite different to the British ones. And it was just a lovely thing to be riding along and trying to figure out whether these things were actually willow warblers or chiff-chaffs. Anyway, as I say, we're in Cheryl. This is a place famous for its cows. We've been cycling along through the countryside, and there are these particular white cows everywhere. And they are the local Cherylois cows. And so, of course, because of the cows, the place is famous for its cheese. It's got a particular fromage that I'm hoping Graham is going to be able to find, although it's been quite a while, so I'm not too sure on that. And also the local beef as well, which, yeah. They're the two things it's famous for. Seems like a lovely little town. It's got a medieval centre and a little chateau at the top. And hopefully, if we can find the cheese, we're going to be able to sit in the grounds of the Hotel de Ville and have a really good fromage du jour in the light drizzle. I mean, the light drizzle makes it less than perfect, but, you know, if it's good cheese and a good place to sit, I think we'll be very happy. Okay, well, we are sitting in the grounds of the Hotel de Ville with a lovely view out over the town and the hills around, and in fact the motorway in the distance I've just spotted. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we have our cheese of the day. Graham, do you want to tell us about it?
It's a local goat cheese. Can't tell you much about it. Also Bouton de l'Argelais.
Bouton de l'Argelais. So, I think the Boutons are the really small ones, aren't they?
Yeah, so these literally are about... literally mean button.
Button of the Argelais.
Yeah.
And they're about 5 centimetres across.
Yep.
I just had a real ooh moment when I cut into it because the texture wasn't what I expected. Mm. It is very cream cheesy, very smeary. Mm. It looks very rich. Let's give it a try. And that is much more delicate than the one we had yesterday, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's actually got a bit of a lemony taste.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A bit of like that's lemon so zest.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Mm. I tell you what, on a warm summer's day.
Yeah, and then just at the end, beautiful. You just get the little hint of goat.
Mm. Mm. Hint of goat, yeah, not too goaty. If you don't like goat's cheese,
mm-hmm. This would be a perfect
you'd actually probably really
yeah.
enjoy this. Mm-hmm. I'd like a gateway to harder goat's cheeses, perhaps.
Definitely.
Delicious. Mmm. Mm. Oh. I'm going to finish my piece of that. Oh, yeah, we've got like 2 little pieces in a pack.
Yep, so 2 in a pack. I thought originally it was one bit that was goat's cheese and another that was a mixture because there's a sticker with a goat on it and there's another sticker with a cow, a sheep and a goat on it.
Mm.
But, yeah, this is the goat's cheese.
I think that sticker is just that, like, we make cheese from
the local area.
Cows, yep. Sheep and goats.
So, yeah, it also says, Douane de l'Argelais. Oh, Demand, sorry. So, yeah, so I've no idea where de l'Argelais is.
On the regional tour of cheese farms.
Yeah. Saint-Germain-au-Brionnais.
Hmm. Okay. Well, it's excellent. I mean, it's a shame we couldn't get the local cow's cheese, but as we go through, we will keep an eye out for that.
Yep.
And we will grab some if we can and update you.
Yeah, so it says,
maybe we can find some Nemasson or something.
Fromage pur chèvre, fermier, or lait cru. So a unpasteurised. No, cru's cooked, isn't it?
Mm.
So it's pasteurised, yeah. So pasteurised goat's cheese, and it says chèvre nourri sans OGM. So I'm guessing that's no organic or no GM materials in the goat's feed. I think he's trying to suggest that they're naturally fed.
Yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
But yeah.
Yeah, very good.
Very nice, very creamy.
Good find.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know whether we keep scoring cheeses, because they're going to be, it's going to be hard to tell, isn't it?
I think it is, yeah.
We should maybe just have a cheese of the trip.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is, I mean, if you're ever in the area, find it. Yeah, what about the ride so far then? How's it been going? We're about 60 kilometres in, aren't we? So we're halfway to Masson. It's not rained too much yet.
Been on and off.
On and off, very light drizzle, and then off. We put our coats on at one point, but then it stopped raining again, so we took them off again. But it's not been too bad, has it? The roads have been okay, bumpy, ups and downs.
Yeah.
I think we just head for Masson as straightforwardly as we can.
Yeah, a little bit of a detour at the beginning, but as it was, that detour didn't actually add any extra.
It didn't. We had a fantastic breakfast.
We did. Oh, I had a pound of Swiss.
Oh, the patisserie on Bourbon-Lancy was absolutely superb.
Mm.
Graham just came out with this massive, massive lump of pastry.
A pain Swiss.
Is it chocolate in it?
Yeah, so a pain Swiss is a... It's a bit like a croissant, so a croissant-type pastry with custard, chocolate chips in it, and then this was twisted.
Mm.
Maybe, it was probably the best part of a foot long, wasn't it?
It was huge, yeah, it must have been about a foot long.
So yeah, so maybe 30 centimetres by about 8-9 centimetres wide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you made short work of that.
I did indeed. Oh, it was good.
And I had a pan of chocolate. I would say the best pan of chocolate I've ever had. It was still warm and not like reheated or kept in a you know what I mean, cabinet kind of warm. It was like oven warm. The chocolate in it was like molten. It was hot. It was delicious. Oh my God, amazing. And I had to have a Paris breast as well, which I'm kind of addicted to. We had an awesome breakfast today. It's turning into a bit of a foodie trip, this, isn't it? If only we could get dinner sorted, this could be... like a gastronomic tour. I suppose it is called Pain and Fromage.
It is.
So there's going to be a lot of...
Well, we have a cheese every day.
We do, yeah.
Actually, no cheese for dinner yesterday.
No cheese for dinner yesterday, no, but we've still got some of yesterday's cheese as well.
We have, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
We'll have to have a big raclette. I wonder if you could have a raclette over the Trangia.
You haven't got a raclette cheese.
No, that's true. Mm. What do I mean then?
Yeah. Raclette is a type of it's a type of cheese, but it's also what you do with the cheese, whether here.
Yeah.
Goes all gooey. And
I thought it was like a form of cooking it as well as a type of cheese.
It is both, yeah.
All right, there we go.
Yeah, peel gooey slices off as it melts.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been good. This has been quite an extended fromage de jour.
It has indeed.
Oh. Okay, well, we're going to polish this off.
Yep.
We're going to hit the road.
Yep.
And hopefully... we won't be too wet by the time we arrive in Masson in maybe 3 hours' time.
Yep.
Well, just a very quick update from Masson, where we've arrived in the most enormous rainstorm and horrendous city traffic. I mean, there's 35,000 people living here, and I think they're all on the road in front of us at the moment. It's absolutely crazy. We've had a really good afternoon. We've cycled over some decent hills, found a shortcut through a tunnel to go through Masson. We'll talk about all that later on. But it's going pretty good at the moment. 5:05, we've got another hour to go to our campsite because really, I don't want to stay here tonight. There's too much traffic, it just hasn't got the ambience that I'm looking for in a campsite. And maybe if we got to the campsite it would, but it's just, you know, if we can do another hour, that makes tomorrow an hour easier. So that's the plan. Enjoying a nice glass of Masson. I keep calling it Masson. It's Macon. Macon with a hard K.
Think
of Macron, yeah. So I'm having a nice glass of Macon Blanc, which is very nice, and just marking the fact that we've arrived in this famous city. But we're going to move on shortly, and we're going to get to the campsite that's 22 kilometres away. And hopefully the rain will have stopped by the time we get there. Well, here we are, end of the day. on a little campsite in the village of Vonnas, 20 or so kilometres on from Macon, as we're calling it now, because that's what it's actually called, not Masson, Macon. And we're enjoying the evening sunshine. What a great day, Graham.
Absolutely, yeah. Evening sunshine being about the only sunshine we've seen. It's been on and off from a couple of drops to absolutely chucking it down.
Yeah, it has. Well, we got to Macon and it was absolutely pouring it down. And there didn't seem to be anywhere open to even, like, sit and get any shelter or get a beer or whatever. But we found somewhere in the end, didn't we?
We did. Find a nice... Well, it was a perfectly fine little bar. Very friendly owner. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so go back a bit that section then, because the last time we were sort of talking about it together, we were at Fromage du Jour, weren't we?
Were we?
And after that, we had a couple of really nice climbs over Suin and the other one of the...
Yep. Mm-hmm.
One of the three monts, was it, that
you saw? Yeah, well, we seem to have accidentally got ourselves on something called the Route de Trois Monts.
By the way, I can't do any stats now because my GPS has packed up in the rain, so I'm entirely reliant on Graham for navigation and saying how far we've gone and climbing. So,
and as a result, all your climbs will be really, really slow.
All my climbs have been slow. You don't need them, fine. We've done great today.
We did.
So, yeah. So how many kilometres was it? About 145 kilometres, something
it
like that?
It was 135 kilometres with 1,292 metres of climbing.
So that's pretty respectable.
So that's what I would always refer to as like a 1-to-1 ratio.
Oh, okay.
So I always think, you know, if you do, for every 100 kilometres, you do 1,000 metres of climbing, that's always respectable.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to do more than that tomorrow, aren't we? But we'll come to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as you say, it was on and off, like drizzle and rain. I could put my jacket on then having to take it back off again and all that kind of stuff. We had a couple of very steep climbs, but also, I have to say, the scenery that we went through in Bourgogne was absolutely stunning. Like, we came up through some of those climbs and, like, valleys would open out in front of you and there'd be, like, that... You know when hills have got that distant pale blue colour? Mm-hmm. We were seeing that and it was like, oh, my God, it is just so, so gorgeous. And then you'd whiz down a big descent and then there'd be another climb at the end of it. Just fantastic cycling country. I just thought it was absolutely incredible.
So if you're hearing weird noises, I'm chomping on a bit of steak, so don't... yeah, actually, a lot of those there, so... When I lived in Germany, I was in an area called the Taunus Mountains, and it reminded me of a lot of that. Mm-hmm. Just those sort of tree-clad hills, and then a big view. So we used to have basically mountains on one side, the Taunus Mountains, and then mountains on the other side of the valley, and we lived in the valley. So, you know, it was just reminded me of going up into the valley or into the mountains on the Taunus side, looking across to, oh, I've forgotten what they're called, but never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the other mountains.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen this kind of area referred to as bocage. We went past a bocage earlier, and isn't that's the term for like more fragmented agricultural lands? So I guess more natural, you know, smaller fields, more patches of woodland.
Yeah.
And I guess it's because the countryside is more hilly,
yeah.
And you can't just like mass farm these areas. You have to have niche stuff, and hence the particular breeds of. Cows and goats and stuff like that you get up here.
Plenty of hedgerows as well.
Plenty of hedgerows, yeah, that's right.
My whole sort of bocage was hedgerows, but... Or maybe it's just the way they divide the fields.
It's the way it's broken up, yeah, that's right. It's the way the landscape's broken up into smaller portions. And it makes for a really interesting landscape when you look down on it. I know there's the Normandy bocage, which is just dead flat. But here, you've got so many things for your eye to catch. And then after the second climb, we found a tunnel through. Was it the Bois Marie, I want to say? Marie's Woodland?
That does sound familiar.
I'm sure it's called the Tunnel de Bois Marie.
One second, I think.
I've got Richard Osman here fact-checking what
I'm
saying.
It's called the Tunnel de Bois Claire.
Oh, Bois Claire. See, Marie-Claire, you know? Mm-hmm. That's the thing.
Because at the time, I was like, what's that? And then... Googled it, kept the Wikipedia page open.
Yep.
Thinking, nice. I might need that later.
So rather than going over the last big hill into Masson, or Macon, sorry, as I need to get used to calling it after years of calling it Masson,
just
Macon.
Just Macron.
Macron. Yeah, but I just think of wine, which I've always known as Masson Village. Now it's Macon all of a sudden, and my 50-year-old brain can't quite cope with that. But anyway, instead of going over the last ridge of hills, there's a tunnel that goes through. And it took us about maybe 10 minutes to go through. Yeah, and it just took out that last massive climb.
Well, it wasn't even 10 minutes. It was only like 2 kilometres long, but yeah, it was just...
Apparently it's the longest cycling tunnel in Europe.
Was.
Oh, it was. It's a very long one now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wikipedia said it's 1.6 kilometres long and there's now one 2.3 kilometres long in Norway.
Okay.
But we thought, oh great, we can go through this tunnel. We won't have to climb a hill. But then to get to the tunnel... We had to climb a hill.
And then go down. Which was steeper than the hill we were climbing already. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, once we came to the other side, we whizzed along some decent roads and came into Mâcon. Then this downpour started and it was like, oh. But we had to make a decision there about whether to stay in Mâcon, which actually I was really looking forward to because the campsite's right by the river there. It is a beautiful big river. And I know there's a lot in Mâcon from reading about it. It seems like quite an interesting place. But you know, sometimes you arrive somewhere and like the conditions just aren't right. I remember going to Seville years ago and I arrived there late at night. I was in a really dodgy pension and the landlady hated me as soon as I walked in. I don't know why she took my money. And I got back like 1 minute after the 10 o'clock curfew and she nearly refused to let me back in, so I nearly beat the door down. And I was like, I'll come back to Seville another time. I left after one day. Like arriving in Mâcon was a bit like that.
Yeah.
I just felt like it's pouring rain, can't find a bar anywhere. And we were early enough to come on. And I mean, we've come to this great little campsite in Vonnaz. You can probably hear kids playing football in the background on the playing fields there. We've got a place almost to ourselves.
Yeah, but it's also interesting with the Mâcon. You have all these places at the side of the river, which I imagine in a month's time will be absolutely rammed.
Absolutely heaving, yeah.
But now, yeah. But then, again, sorry. When I used to live in Germany, sorry. You know, you go to somewhere like Cologne or... anywhere on the Rhine, and all year round,
they're busy,
yeah.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, in mitigation, maybe it's a Monday where a lot of places are closed and it is a rainy day, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, there are loads of people around. There's only like 35,000 people in Mâcon, and there's traffic everywhere.
Absolutely.
Oh, we've had a good dinner tonight. We've had the Trangier out. Mm-hmm. We've had pasta and sauce. And to make up the lack of the cow cheese earlier, we actually got a piece of cow. So we had a big dish of pasta. And we had some steak from the... What's the name of the town again? My brain has gone.
Mâcon.
No, not that one.
The one before Mâcon.
Yeah.
Cluny?
No. Mm. The one... I'm really sorry if you're listening to this. My brain is absolutely fried. Not Mâcon. Nobody listening cares about this, but it was a charol. So we had a piece of vache chaleray. The steak was, and that was the town
charol
we were
in. Was where we got the goat's cheese.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we couldn't get the cow's cheese from charol.
Sorry, I thought you meant this, where you got the steak from.
No, that was in Mâcon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the...
Apologies.
Starting again. The piece of beef that we've just had was from the charol breed of cows. Because I couldn't get the cheese, so we happened to go past a butcher, and I was like, oh, I'll tell you what, if we can't have its milk, we'll have a piece of its bum.
Mm.
So that's what we did. Well, we had a lump of steak, and absolutely delicious.
It was indeed. Yep. I mean, we didn't actually... Oh, no, we went in there originally because the shop was also, as well as being a charcuterie, was also a fromagerie.
We were going to get the cheese, yeah, that's right, but the fromagerie was closed. Anyway, this is probably unnecessary detail for those of you listening, but I hope you're still enjoying the chat. A
couple of tired people rambling.
We're going to enjoy ourselves this evening. We've got in nice and early. It's only just gone 8 o'clock. We've had a bite to eat already. We've got our tents up and all that kind of stuff. So we've got some wine from Mâcon to enjoy and a couple of beers. Indeed. And we're going to make the most of an evening. What are we doing tomorrow, Graham? What's the plan?
Tomorrow is we ride to Annecy.
Annecy. Yeah. And every time we've said that to people, they've gone, ooh, as if like, oh my God, that's pretty serious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And so, it's also, from what I know, it's a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place. Yeah. I think that'll keep us driving on the
lovely, great big lake.
Yeah.
Yep.
So to get there, 130 kilometres now that we've done the extra 20 today,
it says 145. But
145, okay.
Yeah, it depends on whether you can cut a bit off anywhere, because we've got two coals to go over to get there.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. So,
We'll
see how
it goes. That's on the last bit, isn't it? I think we do 100 fairly okay, and then we've got two coals after that.
I think it's a coal, and then down, and then that's just over 100k, and then another one after that.
Yeah. I think that's right. And 2,500 metres of climbing. So it's the first really, I think, the day that we're expecting to be hard. I know some of the days have been hard already, but this is the first one where we've really looked at it and gone, that's going to be quite a challenging one. So We're going to leave you and enjoy our evening. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much to people who are listening to this. I've had messages from people who said that they're enjoying this podcast, which I find incredibly moving. As far as I'm concerned, it's just me and Graham just sitting and having a chat and just
waffling
and just making some kind of a record of our trip. So for it to be of interest to other people out there is mind-blowing. So thank you so much. Don't forget, please like, subscribe, leave a comment if you want to, send us a message. And don't forget, this will all be on the... I might even do a blog tonight because it's only 20 past eight. Mm-hmm. But this will also be on the blog, which is at blaggers.blog, where you can find more of my writing and podcasting. We shall leave it there. Have a great evening, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow for some more pain and fromage.
Oui, bonne nuit.
As you can hear, just as a quick postscript, you know that thunderstorm we were meant to get earlier? It's just arrived. Good night, everybody. Sleep tightly. Thanks very much for listening to this podcast, and congratulations on making it this far. If you want to hear more, then please don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also take a look at some of my written work and photography on my blog website, www.blaggers.blog. Theme music kindly provided by Abydos Music. For royalty-free music, check them out at www.abydos-music.fr. Thanks again for listening to Pain and Fromage!